Let's start this segment in Peoria with Tim, talking lemon trees. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's going on with your lemon tree?
Well, last year, start off, I'm somewhat new. I bought the house about 4 years ago, and I discovered on the side of the house I had a lemon tree that had no water really going to it, been kind of neglected, and then I put irrigation to it, started feeding it. Last year I had a bumper crop. I mean, huge. I mean, this is a mature tree. I must have had 300-400 lemons on it, and they were great. Good lemons, good juice, unbelievable. And then this spring, all the flowers were on it, and I thought, wow, I'm going to have another good crop this, for next year. And I'm looking over this tree, and I see very little, flowers that stayed on that produce fruit. Is that common?
You know, it's somewhat common, usually not with lemons. They're usually really super prolific. It is pretty common with some of our navel oranges and grapefruit from time to time. There are a lot of factors that could cause those flowers to abort, improper timing of your fertilization, too much or not enough water at a certain time. Sometimes it's weather related, heavy winds. We'll get a lot of that sometimes in May and June, where we get lots of hot, dry winds that desiccate the foliage and cause some of that fruit to drop off. I would say just the little bit of history that I've got in the background, I've gotten off the tree. He moved into a house. It was relatively neglected. I mean, you didn't even know you had a lemon tree over there until you walked over in the side yard one day and you put irrigation to it. It may take a little bit of time to come back. When citrus sometimes get stressed out and they start kind of going downhill, sometimes it's a tough reversal product to get those trees to come back on the mend. So make sure you're feeding three times a year. And the easy way to remember the months to fertilize, we always just kind of say it's Valentine's Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day. So we have one of those coming up here pretty quick in May and June. And then really good long soakings, deep water. That's much better than a constant, frequent, shallow watering. You're better off giving it an infrequent, deep soaking once or twice a week.
You know, citrus, an example, my grandma, Baby Kay, she had this wonderful tangerine tree that was cut back to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now is a lemon tree. The rootstock has
right.
come on, and it was kept there because it grew very fast. It provides wonderful shade. But that's nasty. Nasty lemons. I mean, you don't want to eat that rootstock lemon. He could be dealing with something similar to that. If it was completely neglected,
right.
watered it, he's getting the rootstock coming up.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't. It's either a sour orange or a roughened lemon, but either way, they're not very edible.
So, we appreciate the call, Tim. Hope that gives you a little direction. And new growth on lemons, they won't produce, if it's dead and he does have the original, it won't produce lemons for another year or two. I mean, it takes a few years of new growth before they actually produce on
yes,
the branch.
Yes, you're right. Correct.
That's something that drives me nuts when we lose half of ours in a freeze, and
you lose two years worth of growth out of that tree.
Now, last week we were going to a call outside of the garden hour, and someone called in and said, "I'm looking for something to kill the insects." And what I heard was in my acacias and Palo Verde trees.
Right.
What he said, "I'm looking to for something to kill the cicada insect."
Okay.
In my Palo Verde tree. Now, cicadas, as far as we know, they don't eat the tree. And the product we were talking about is something systemic. So it only kills something that harvests or
off
that
of
feeds
the foliage,
off the tree.
Correct.
Like a leaf miner or something like that. Cicadas, as far as we know, don't eat the actual Palo Verde tree. They're just
They eat the roots.
They eat the roots.
They eat the roots of lots of trees, not only Palo Verde trees. It's just that Palo Verdes and mesquites are indigenous in that particular insect is indigenous to here, and they can remain in the soil as a larva or a grub for 6-7 years before they come up to the surface and do their thing and go back down and bore holes into the ground and lay eggs again. So some type of a good grub control would be the best way to help a cicadas. You'd want to kind of apply that product from about 2 feet out from the trunk out to the drip line of the tree, all the way around, and then water it in real well.
And You said their life cycle could be every 6, 7, 8 years. Mm-hmm. Do you have to do that for 6 or 7, 8 years to know that you've got them?
Well, if you have a bad infestation of them, it's probably something you need to do every year because you have several different generations.
All in different hibernation cycles.
All different cycles. And, you know, usually trees that are in good health aren't really affected onto it. It's the Palaverdes and ironwoods and mesquites that have naturalized. They're over in a part of the yard that doesn't get irrigation anymore. We don't fertilize it anymore. They go through a summertime and they're droughted and they're stressed, and that's where the insects will do most of their damage. If the tree's typically up in the yard area where we've got some irrigation to it and we're throwing some fertilizer out a couple, 2, 3 times a year, you know, that tree is regenerating itself faster than the actual insect could do the damage.
Very good. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. For everyone in the Tucson area, if you're looking to attract pollinators, there's a class today at the Magic Garden at 9 o'clock. They also have it tomorrow at 11. Plant to attract butterflies, bees, little pollinators to your garden area. Magic Garden on 22nd and Pantano.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.